struggling with your strong-willed young person, stop. For there is no other way that your young person would have been born if they were not strong-willed. You and I know that for a sperm to penetrate the ovum, they must have been strong-willed, doggedly reaching for that ovum. So, are you struggling with a strong-willed child? Are you struggling with a strong-willed young person? That's why I said stop. Because there is no other way that your kid would have been born if they were not strong-willed. This is my belief. All children are born strong-willed. It is us who attempt to tame that strong will. Some of them end up being tamed. Some of them doggedly keep pushing, just as they pushed towards that ovum. I'm going to tell you a story of two twin eagles. Two twin eagles in a land not so far away from where we are, actually. These two twin eagles were born, they were hatched, and unfortunately at birth, the mother died. So what happened? These two twin eagles were taken into two different homes. Each of the homes where they went couldn't take both of them, so they were separated. So we've got, let's say, twin eagle one and twin eagle two. So twin eagle one grows up. Twin eagle one is, as all children are, strong-willed. And again, let me remind you, if our children were not strong-willed, they would never have been born. So I want that to settle with you. I want that to settle with you, right? So here's the thing. So twin eagle one grows up in a family where, yes, they are strong-willed. But here's the difference. This family, family one, where twin eagle one went, they allow the twin eagle to be, right? They allow the twin eagle to be. Now, we've got twin eagle two who goes into a family where they want twin eagle two to comply. They want twin eagle two to comply, to be a good bird. So they set up rigid rules. This is how it goes. This is what happens here. So twin eagle two grows up being pushed to comply, being pushed to fit in, being pushed to do as this family wants them to do. For peace and quiet, twin eagle two complies. And now the family number two are saying, twin eagle two is such a nice kid. Does as they are told. Kids quiet. Doesn't express themselves. Eagle two doesn't embarrass us. They do as they are told. And now, twin eagle two starts morphing from being an eagle. They are slowly turning into a parrot. They speak as family two wants them to speak. They do as family two wants them to do. And now, Twin Eagle 2 goes to school. In school, they're told to shut up. They shut up. They comply. They continue to comply. Twin Eagle 2 is called a good eagle. Is given the ticks, doing everything that school system now wants them to do. They are nice. Twin Eagle 2, unfortunately, starts to morph from being an eagle. Their image is changing into a parrot, saying what other people are saying, behaving how the family wants them to behave, regurgitating facts and figures in school. Twin Eagle 2 is morphing, moving from being an eagle into a parrot. Let's come back to Twin Eagle 1. Twin Eagle 1 expresses themselves. But this is the difference. Although this, what Twin Eagle 1 is saying and doing, would what you would think is embarrassing to the society, the family supports Twin Eagle 1 to be and do what eagles do. To fly, sometimes to get hurt. Sometimes to do things that the family would normally think is embarrassing, but they are supporting one's path. This family, Twin Eagle 1, are supporting the eagle's path, one's path, instead of the one path that they think is what is correct for Twin Eagle 1. So Twin Eagle 1, as they follow one's path, they are having the support of the family. The support of the family. They are encouraged to express themselves. Now let me say something. Twin Eagle 1, in all expressing themselves, sometimes they get into trouble, but they face their own consequences. The family doesn't stop them from doing things so that they don't get embarrassed. They allow them to experience and learn, because that's what strong-willed children do. They learn through experimenting. They want to be supported, not to be told. They learn through conversations. They want to lead and follow their own path. One's path, not just the one path that the society or the family have decided. Now let's come back to you, Twin Eagle 2. After 10, 12, 14, 16 years in school. Now the school system hands back a parrot to the family. So this is what happened. These two twin eagles were born as eagles, but because of conformity, because of control, twin eagle
number two
has now turned into a parrot. Yes, able to regurgitate facts and figures hard in the family and in school, but they have lost their strength, their inner strength. They've lost the wings. They've lost the mental faculties to express themselves, discouraged to be the strong-willed eagle that they are, that all children are. Unfortunately, in being this good bird, they've ended up being a parrot instead of the eagle, they were meant to be, to charter territories, to explore. Let's come back to twin eagles. When they go to school, they're not your normal kid because they want the teachers to explain, why are you asking me to do something? Why should I do this? The teachers don't like arguments. The parents don't like arguments. So he sometimes, like I said, gets in trouble. And in fact, at one point is chucked from school because they are not complying. They are not allowing themselves to be controlled. Twin ego one. Twin ego one expresses themselves. And here is the difference. When they get into teenage years, twin ego one, so strong-willed, and they have been supported to follow one's path instead of following the one path of complying and goody-goody. Twin ego one is able to lead, to be a leader. Why? Because they are now courageous. They are strong. They have learned in being supported to be themselves. They have adopted the 5 habits of highly effective kids, the 5 habits of highly effective teenagers. They are respectful. They have learned to respect themselves because they were respected and they were shown to respect who they are, just as they are. Now this twin eagle one is responsible. Why? Because from experimenting and learning, they have learned what works, what doesn't work. Twin ego one. Resilience. Because they are learning from experimenting and they are being supported. They develop mental muscles. They are resilient. They are encouraged to try out things more. Strong-willed. Supporting our strong-willed children. And now, twin ego one is robust. They have values within themselves, values that drive them. And now, twin ego one is radiant like the sun. Now they become a leader. They become a kid, a teen who guides and leads others. Why? Because they are charging into new territories, unafraid. Why? Because they were supported. Let's come back to supporting our strong-willed children. And let me say, even after going through the education system, the schooling system, twin ego one comes back to the parents, not just still an ego, but a stronger ego. Why? Because all through the time, all through the system, all through the parenting, he was allowed to strengthen his ego muscles. He was allowed to strengthen the wings. He was allowed to charter territories. And he was allowed to take on his own consequences. Because as you know, with flying, there's always falling. So when you allow your kid to fly, they are likely to fall. And it's in falling that they grow stronger. They become more resilient. And they learn that they are able and they are strong. When we cage them, unfortunately, we stop them from being the strong eagles they are supposed to be. Our job as parents when faced with strong-willed young people is to sensitively support them. Sensitively support them. Now, you may be asking, how do you sensitively support your strong-willed young person? Here's the thing. Allow them to experiment. Allow them to lead. Allow conversations that connect. If something is not dangerous, allow them to venture into it. If something is not rude, allow them and support them. These young people become leaders because they are willing to put their foot, their neck on the line. See, when I was telling the tale of the two eagles, some of the biggest reasons why we do not allow our young people to continue being strong-willed is because they do things that as society we deem as embarrassing. Our judgment should be, is this what you're doing? Is this what you're saying allowing you to move in the direction of growth? Is it allowing you to follow your path, one's path? That's the only requisite. Whether I feel embarrassed or not should never be the reason we stop our young people from venturing or from doing or thinking how they want to be. Strong-willed people act with courage. They exhibit self-efficacy. We should be sensitively supporting this. Sensitively supporting this. And what does that tell us? We need to regulate our own standing, our own emotions as parents. We've got to stop saying, oh, this is embarrassing. This is so embarrassing. The measure should be, the question we ask ourselves should be, is this what you're saying? Is this what you're doing? Pushing you in the direction of growth, in the direction of you becoming a self-efficacy person, a self-regulated person, a self-fulfilled person. We must see those children as adults who are self-driven, self-directed, and then support them, support them. All children are born strong-willed. For if they were not strong-willed, they would never have been born. They would never have been. That's how strong-willed the sperm was to reach the ovum. So let's not tame and cut their wings in the name of conforming and complying with the society. I'm excited to be presenting this, and in my years of working with young people, working with parents as an adolescent psychologist, I know that if we can sensitively support our young people, not only do they end up reaching their best potential, but they have better mental wellness. Most of the mental health problems we have is because we have constricted our young people's growth in the name of conformity. And when they can't grow, the frustration is so much that young people end up having mental health problems in the name of conformity. Let's be wiser. My name is Angela Karanja, adolescent psychologist and parenting teenagers expert, and I am so, so excited. If you want to reach me, you can reach me at Angie@RaisingRemarkableTeenagers, and let us chat about how we can help our young people become highly effective young people. I'm doing a recap of everything that we have spoken. I know it was a short session, but parenting our children requires humility and self-reflection. When you ask your young person to do or not do something, ask yourself this: am I supporting their autonomy and self-authority, or am I acting out of my own wanting not to be embarrassed, wanting to be in control? Ask yourself that question. Have conversations that create choices, not orders. No one likes to be told what to do. So create choices, not orders. And also develop routines and rules that support one's path, not one path. There's so many ways to get to the same place. So allow them to lead in that way that they want to. Develop routines together with your young person that allow for reaching one's path, not just one path. And I would encourage you to listen actively and ask questions like, help me understand. Help me understand why you're saying this. Help me understand what's happening. Help me understand what you mean. As I said earlier, parenting a strong-willed young person requires humility. Ask them, correct me if I'm wrong. But this is what I'm hearing. Above all, connection before correction. Connection before correction. Thank you so much. Again, my name is Angela Karanja.